Anonymous.
Writer Karen Anderson.
When I came to Traverse City from Chicago in 1970, I didn't plan to stay. I was young and single and couldn't imagine living in such a small town where everybody knew everybody. I liked being anonymous in a big city, the sense of freedom and possibility. I was planning to move to San Francisco with a friend, but then she got engaged and I needed another plan. Meanwhile, I needed a job, so I answered an ad for a Girl Friday at the Traverse City Record Eagle. The newspaper was still owned by the Batdorfs in those days, and Bob Batdorf said to me, "This will sound corny, but it's like a family here." It did sound corny, but he was right. And it wasn't long before I was walking around downtown saying hello to people I knew. I wasn't anonymous, and I liked it. Liked it so much, I never left. That was many years ago, and Traverse City has changed a lot. I appreciate the great restaurants and brew pubs and coffee shops, but it seems strange sometimes to walk around downtown and not know anyone. I am anonymous again. Then someone calls me by name, and I'm here, where I belong.